So I grew up swimming on swim teams, and I was always really active. And so I always felt like I should just stay active. And the older I get, the more I actually work out and focus on the gym. And now I've even incorporated Krav Maga into my routine. And so I'm always kind of trying to ramp up the exercise and the fitness and the cardio and just stay as active as possible. So I decided in college, I was searching for a career and I realized I'm creative. I should just use that tool and go all the way if I can. So I studied commercial art in college, and right away out of college, I got my first job, and I've been in the field ever since. And I've been mostly corporate. I've been on the agency side. I've been on freelance side. So I've kind of done commercial art and graphic design from all angles. You know, I've been in relationships and I've been single, and I'm kind of happy either way. You know, it's nice to have somebody to come home to at night and welcome you home. And then on the other hand, sometimes I just want to come home and I'm completely alone and I shut the door and have a glass of wine. Because ageism is a hot topic in the gay community, I tend to not disclose my age as much until after I've gotten to know somebody. And I would rather them like me for me first, or like my pictures or however I'm meeting them. I would like for them to see me. And then if they want to find out my age later, that's great. Then they don't seem to have as much of a problem with it. Some guys, it's a deal breaker no matter what. So I tend to keep that age to myself, even at work, too. I find that when you're in your 50s, you work with a lot of people in Silicon Valley that are younger than you. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that I'm in my 50s.